Jose, not the result you wanted today, but just tell us about those supporters. They celebrated Semedo Day and gave you quite a reception, didn't they?
It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. I'm so thankful to them, and I hope to give them a better result. But I think about the result, we deserve a little bit more than what happened. But so I'm so thankful to them, it's an honour for me to play for this club and to play in front of the supporters.
How did you react when you saw all the Portugal flags, the red and green balloons, the masks that people were wearing, as well as a few Jose Semedo masks in there? What did you make of all that?
Unbelievable. It was emotional for me, and I feel like I want to cry, but I just have a deep breath and carry on. It was unbelievable. It was very emotional.
Was there a tear in your eye before the game when they were singing your name as well and you saw all that?
I can't explain, my friend. I can't explain, so thankful to them. Every time I step on the pitch, I hope to do the best for them and the best for this club, because it's a massive club.
I mean, it's worth noting there was one individual who's arranged this, and his name's Matthew, I think, and he's a Sheffield Wednesday fan, and he sort of cobbled everything together. Have you got a message for him tonight? Maybe he's listening.
Yeah, please. If he can, I want to meet him personally. I don't know who is him. On his name, but I hope someone on the club try to help meet me to give him my shirt, sign my proper shirt from the game. I really appreciate that if someone meets and put me and him face to face, because I want a big thank you to him and a big thank you to all the Sheffield Wednesday fans too.
That's a great gesture, Jose. To look at the game itself, you've had plenty of chances today. Can you quite believe you've not got something from that?
Absolutely. This is really painful. To be fair, it's really, really painful. But that's the football. When you don't score, unfortunately, you concede. And it was what happened on goal. But nothing to do now. Is just looking forward next game at home. I hope to have a supporter like that again at home and to get us 3 points again.
As a consequence, it's now 3 defeats in a row again. Just as you seem like you maybe have turned the corner with the wins against Ipswich and Peterborough, you're now on another losing run, aren't you?
Yeah, it's a little bit painful. Like I said, the result doesn't mean exactly what happened during the 90 minutes. I think today we deserve some more. I can't say we should win, but at least we should have don't lose that game, because with the chance we create, we should get more for the game. But like I said, I hope to get the same support we had here today on that ground and to get the 3 points.
We know that you hurt after a game. When you go in the dressing room after a match like this, do all the players feel that way? Is there a lot of pain when you've lost another game like this?
Yeah, it's not that really painful to get to put us down because we perform well. You know, it's painful because we lose. We didn't deserve to lose that game. But have some good, some very positive things about the game, and is this we're going to take for the next game at home.
And the manager said after the game that it's all about the chances, and that maybe this club needs somebody, anybody, who can just maybe take one of those chances, the kind of striker that can do that. Is that what you feel is lacking at the moment as well?
Absolutely. If the manager say that, I think he's right. You know, if the manager said that, he's been a long on the game and his experience, he knows, you know, what he needs. And I hope we get someone to get that chance. But I still think we have enough quality up front to do the job. It's just things doesn't happen for us at the moment.
There were a few crosswords on the field at one point, I think between yourself and Daniel Jones. Have you shook hands after the game and
absolutely
made up?
No, absolutely, absolutely. There's nothing special. I just tried to say to him, it was just the way he talked to me, but nothing special. I just tried to, people at him might think he's more than that, but I was just trying to say to him to don't talk that way. Because I always support with someone doesn't do something right, I never go to say something to put him down. Actually, all the time I try to say the right information to put him, advise him, and on the same time to don't put him down. And I just said to him, just to talk different to me, nothing.
I mean, sometimes in the heat of a game, you know, a few crosswords can be a good thing, can't it? It can really sort of spur you on as a team.
Yeah, I think me personally is different. Some person needs some advice on that way, and some person needs advice on different way. You know, I'm the person who I can see who needs that, like the kind of advice, if you do some mistake, to scream on him, to wake him up. And I say, on the same side, I say the other players, someone needs just, okay, that's okay, no problem. Next one is going to be better. Someone, you know, every person is different.